Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow.
Let's get right to it. Today was a classic tale of two markets. We saw a huge gap up at the open, but it just couldn't hold.
A total fade. The S&P 500 came within a hair of its all-time high, just 0.6 points away. And then, poof, the sellers took control.
Exactly. The early enthusiasm came from news about semiconductor tariff exemptions for companies producing domestically. That sent the chip stocks flying out of the gate. Nvidia even hit a fresh record high.
But that strength was so narrow. The Nasdaq managed to close in the green, up about 0.4%, but the Dow and S&P 500 both finished in the red.
It really highlights the theme of the day, mega-cap strength versus weak underlying breadth. Apple was a huge factor, jumping over 3% after announcing a massive $100 billion increase in its domestic production investment. That, along with the chipmakers, basically held the Nasdaq afloat while everything else sank.
So what spooked the rest of the market? Was there a specific catalyst for the reversal?
Not one single thing, which is what's interesting. It felt more like a slow bleed, driven by lingering anxieties. We had higher tariff rates on other goods go into effect, and the market is still uncertain about the economic impact. Plus, we got a weaker-than-expected initial jobless claims number, hitting 226,000. Continuing claims also jumped, which points to a softening labor market.
Got it. So it's less about a single shock and more about the weight of the evidence. Let's talk sectors, because there was a huge divergence there. Healthcare got hammered.
Absolutely crushed. The sector was down 1.2%, and you can point the finger directly at Eli Lilly. The stock plummeted over 14%.
Wow. What happened there? I thought their weight loss drug news was positive on the surface.
It was, but the market is a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately and how-do-you-stack-up machine. The trial showed a 12.4% weight loss, which sounds great, but not when your main competitor, Novo Nordisk, has a drug that showed a 15% loss. In this space, efficacy is king, and Lilly's results, combined with a high dropout rate in the trial, just didn't measure up. NVO stock, by the way, ripped higher by over 7%.
A brutal comparison. So, with healthcare and financials down, where did the money flow?
Into safety. The top-performing sectors were utilities, up 1.1%, and consumer staples, up 0.7%. It was a classic defensive rotation as the market's early confidence evaporated.
Okay, let's shift to earnings, because there was one name that completely bucked the negative trend. Dutch Bros!
An absolute monster report. The stock exploded higher, up nearly 22%. It was a stellar beat and raise. Same-shop sales surged almost 8%. Driven by a 6% increase in actual customer traffic. Their Dutch Rewards loyalty program is on fire, now accounting for over 71% of all transactions. They are crushing it.
That's incredible, especially when you hear about other consumer names struggling. They're clearly resonating with a younger crowd.
They are. Their focus on customizable ice drinks, mobile ordering, and drive-through efficiency is a perfect match for Gen Z and millennials. They're outperforming giants like Starbucks and McDonald's. They even raised their full-year guidance significantly, signaling that this momentum isn't slowing down.
A true standout. Any other earnings that caught your eye?
Definitely. We saw strong reports from software names like Datadog and HubSpot, both guiding higher. And DoorDash also posted a solid beat. But on the flip side, you had a name like Fortinet getting hit with a slew of downgrades after its report. 13 of them, to be exact. The market is definitely picking winners and punishing losers this earnings season.
That's a clear signal. So, looking ahead to tomorrow, let's get tactical. What are the key levels you're watching on the indices?
For the SPY, that 630 to 632 zone is now critical support. We saw a ton of volume there today, so the bulls need to defend that level. Resistance is likely up around 635. For the QQQ, support is down around 566 to 567, where buyers showed up in force. A break above 570 could get things running again. A key positive is the VXX, the volatility index, which fell sharply today. That suggests fear is subsiding, which could provide a tailwind for the bulls.
Okay, so we have our levels. Now for the fun part. What's on your watch list? Any continuation plays?
Yes, I'm watching the healthcare facility space, specifically HCA. It's showing very strong bullish signals with increasing volume. It's pushing up against resistance now, and a break could see it run towards 375. It's a momentum play on a stock that's showing relative strength in a beaten-down sector.
Interesting. And what about an anticipation setup, something that's coiling for a move?
I'm looking at the biotech name RNA. It's been showing these significant volume surges and is breaking past some key resistance levels. It looks like it's building energy for a move higher. An entry on a small pullback to confirm support around 47.35 could be a good risk-reward setup, targeting a move above 48.
I see. Letting the trade come to you. So, to wrap it all up, what's the one key takeaway for traders heading into the next session?
Be selective. This is not a market where you can buy everything. The leadership is incredibly narrow, concentrated in a few mega-cap tech and growth names. Watch the key index support levels we talked about. If they hold, the buy-the-dip mentality might continue. If they break, the broad-based weakness we saw today could accelerate. Focus on the leaders and avoid the laggards like energy and the weaker parts of healthcare.
Excellent insights. Know your levels, know your leaders. That's our prep for tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time.